always speaking slowly.
Yeah, man.
Understand what we say. Just a couple of teachers. That's a Ben and A.
Here we go. Speaking kinda slow. Gotta make you laugh with a super silly show. Making funny jokes using words that you know. Ben and Babe with a reggae flow.
Rich and A. The reggae flow.
That's a cool one. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's our reggae intro.
I love the reggae.
Thank you, Space Dragon.
Thank you.
Actually, I've got a new song by Space Dragon today.
Ooh.
Yep.
So this reggae one is not new?
No, no, that's old.
Oh, first time for me.
Ben sent us a new song for our questions section.
Ooh.
Because, you know, the original song, this one.
Yes.
And a lot of our songs say Ben and Abe.
Yeah, which is fine for me.
So we're slowly
more, so integrating me. Is what you're
saying? Yeah, we're slowly got to make more rich songs.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared now.
Well, the problem is, though, I really love that funky question song.
Right.
So I'm not sure if the new song is, you know, up to the standard.
The level.
Yeah. Level. Do you want to hear it?
I do want to hear it.
All right. Yeah. Even though we don't have any questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a preview, a little peek.
Guys, send us some questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some questions so that we can play this question song. Here it is. The new question song by Space Dragon. Good, actually.
It's not bad.
It's pretty
it's
good.
Cool.
Yeah, he kind of mixes his 80s style.
Yeah, he's got lots of genres.
Yeah, with a kind of rock and roll style in that song.
So, for real, there's no questions?
Nope, no questions.
Oh, wow.
You know, you were new.
Okay,
fair. Everyone was interested in the new guy.
Right.
Everyone was asking about your experiences,
right,
traveling the world. They want to get to know you.
To know the real Richard.
But now they've found out everything about you.
Satiated. Got it. Satiated.
Yes, they're satisfied, yes. I guess.
Yes.
So we don't have any other questions for you. Hopefully we get some more soon.
I should be more mysterious to generate questions.
Yeah, I think you're doing a good job, Rich.
Thank
don't
you.
Worry.
Oh, no, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
It's funny getting feedback from my foreign friends in Sendai who listen to it. Like two nights ago, one of my friends was like, it's weird listening to you because I hear things that you've done that you're not telling me. And I feel like I'm spying on you. And I'm like, don't worry, I don't mind.
Oh, you mean your friends who listen?
Yes.
They say, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Rich?
Yes.
He's going for a romantic date in a misty castle in Yamagata? Right.
Oh, my Lord.
What's the cherry blossom?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you shared that with us, Rich. Do you have an update about, how was the date?
I do. It was a really beautiful point in cherry blossoms where the petals just started flying around. So the trees were still very beautiful and blossomed, but there was tons of petals flying everywhere. And
Yeah. Tell us about the pineapple. Did she eat the pineapple?
Of course she ate the pineapple.
Did you suck on sweet, sweet pineapple?
We may have kissed with pineapple in our mouths.
You had a pineapple kiss?
We had a great time. So we arrived late afternoon, so we saw the beautiful cherry blossoms during the day.
And sucked on pineapple. Yes, Taiwanese pineapple.
Maybe a few kisses. Ooh, spicy. And then during the evening, we saw it as illuminated with lights until about 7:38. And then we took the last bus back to
Wasn't it cold?
No, actually, it was last Monday and it was record hot. It was actually 27 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it was wonderful.
I thought you'd be like, you know, oh, it's cold.
No.
We need to share bodies. Ooh,
share the blanket. No, no. No, it was wonderful. It was like short sleeve weather. I'd never really been to Yamagata City. The park was a lot bigger and nicer than I expected.
Okay. So the date was a success.
Yes.
What percent of that success is because of the pineapple?
45%.
45%? Yes.
Yes. Because it was the, like, I try to make something special almost every time I see her. And that was the special thing. So thank you from our Taiwanese listener for sending me the pineapple.
Yes,
icing on the cake.
The icing on the cake of a great date.
Yes. I wish I had cut more. I only cut a fourth of it.
A quarter of a pineapple? That's not enough.
I know, but I wasn't sure what to do. And it was kind of my first time cutting it. So I had to like YouTube the best way to cut it. And it was an experiment for me.
When we split up the pineapples, you said one was enough for you.
Yes.
Was one enough?
Oh, God, I still have half.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Ben came to my house to collect his three pineapples.
Oh, greedy.
Yes, he came here to pick up his box of treasures. Yeah, he got the whole box. Mm-hmm. I have almost finished my two pineapples.
Okay, so we're in the same boat then, roughly.
I have a Tupperware container in the fridge with about a little less than half of a pineapple in it.
Okay.
The question is,
is
Ben eating his pineapples?
We need to find this out.
Or are they going to waste?
Ooh, I hope not. I hope not.
Should we call him?
Yeah, let's just surprise cold call him and find out about the pineapple status.
We're going to suddenly call Ben
and
investigate this pineapple mystery.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
I can hear.
Okay. Three rings. How many rings before we hang up?
A few more.
Five. Maybe he's slicing pineapple.
He could be slicing pineapple.
He's got pineapple juice all over his fingers.
All over his beard.
I hope so.
He's licking it off. Maybe his dog is licking his face.
Maybe his dog is licking his butthole while he eats a pineapple.
Could be.
No answer. How rude.
Well, maybe he'll call back. You know, he could be in a bind.
Okay, maybe he'll call back. We'll see.
Investigate the pineapple situation.
Make sure the pineapples are not going to waste.
What would be an inappropriate amount that he didn't eat? Like if he's like, I still have two left. Inappropriate.
I would be a little upset.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
I'd go over there and I'd open his mouth and I'd
ram the pineapple into his mouth.
I'd stuff that pineapple into his stupid Australian mouth. Anyway, Rich.
Yes, sir.
As I mentioned, we don't have any questions.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to collect strange news stories.
Ooh.
Well, Rich, you're in luck because we've got some strange news to talk about.
Strange news. Crazy. Strange news.
When?
Anytime.
Anytime, Rich.
Strange news.
Where?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, Rich.
It keeps happening all over the world.
What? We are living in the crazy world, Rich.
I don't think I've heard of this version before.
That song?
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's the classic Strange News song. Oh,
okay.
By a Dirty Old Man. That's his name, his music name. Anyway, Rich, this story is about a famous German museum.
Ooh, okay.
It's an art museum.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rich, do you understand art?
No. I understand it, but I don't get the depth of the meaning. I'm just like, okay, it's a picture of the king or something. Like,
sometimes art doesn't look that good. Anyway, in this famous art museum, there are these, you know, Picasso art pieces.
Okay.
Various paintings.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a guy who works in the IT department of the museum. He's a computer guy. But his passion, his hobby is painting. Sometimes he's working late in the IT department and there's no one in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at these famous paintings and he thinks, Picasso.
Loser.
Monet.
Lame.
Well, he thinks like, you know, that's not that good.
Right.
Like, my paintings are like just as good.
On par.
Yeah, he thinks his paintings are on par with these famous painters, and maybe they're just famous because they're famous.
Right, right. Like, once you get famous, anything you do is going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So one day he decides to drill holes in the wall and hang his own paintings.
That's a bold move. That's a bold move.
Various places in the museum, right next to these world famous paintings.
So multiple places.
Yeah.
Bold move.
So he decided, I want one of my paintings right there.
Yeah, I'm sure management will not notice that at all.
Well, they didn't notice for a while.
Are you joking? What's a while? I'm hoping just hours.
It didn't say, but no, it was like a week or something. Yeah.
That's
the museum, you see this painting.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a Picasso in 1842 or whatever. And this here, yes, this is a Bouge Le Barge. Oh, and this is John from the IT department.
Yeah, John. I wonder how much he paid for like fancy frames.
Yeah, he must have done a really good job making it look like it should be there.
Right, right.
But eventually someone realized like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
This is John's painting. He showed me that at his house last week.
Did we spill beer on this one?
Yeah.
Did he get fired?
Yes, of course he got fired.
Right.
Yeah, and he's in trouble. He vandalized the museum walls. Yeah.
I mean, what if I did the same thing at the English school I work for? Just like throw up a poster in the middle of the school. I don't think I'm getting fired. I'm sure they would take it down immediately.
What do you mean? Like a poster just of your art?
Yeah, what if I just took like an A4 piece of paper and, you know, just made some crazy drawing or design and just like taped it to the wall. See what happens.
Yeah, you should do that.
I will.
Yeah.
I might just do that.
It has to be a drawing that's weird.
Right.
But not too noticeable.
Right.
This will be a fun experiment. Yeah. Rich is going to put up a drawing in his Eikaiwa.
Right.
And see how long it takes for someone to notice it. It has to be in like the hallway or somewhere like a common area.
Okay, so it has to be obvious. It can't be sort of hidden. It's got to be in a very common place.
It has to be, like it can't be in your classroom.
No.
Anyway, Rich.
Okay. Yeah, challenge accepted.
Look forward to hearing about the Your art report.
The Ricardo 2024.
Yes, the Richard.
The Richard.
Ah, this is a Richard Cassel.
Did I ever tell you?
24.
I went to a hostess club last year when I met this couple from Hiroshima. Weird story. And the hostess club we went to was called Richard, literally spelled R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Really?
And all the hostesses are like, wait, that's your name? Are you French? And I'm like, no.
Richard.
It's just Richard. And they're like, no, it's Richard.
Same spelling, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I've got one more strange news
here. Strange news.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
You know Chechnya?
Yes.
Which is a state, a province, an area of Russia.
Yes. They recently outlawed music with beats outside. Oh, sorry.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Is that the story?
You know the strange news.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool, brother. Yeah. We're strange news, brother.
We're brothers. Yeah. Yeah. It was a story I did in class.
Oh, you did it in your English classes. Yeah. Yeah, so go ahead and explain.
I believe it's like between 80 and 116 beats per minute are accepted.
Yeah, so I think they wanted to make dance music illegal.
Yes.
Hey, no dancing.
Yeah, that's also part of it. Yeah.
You have to follow traditional Russian dance only.
Yeah, that was the gist of it too, to keep the culture more Chechenian Russian.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you're not allowed to have music that's too fast.
Right.
But then they also said, well, also too slow.
Yeah. Which is just so funny.
They said, also music that's too slow.
Oh, yeah.
Not fast enough. So all music now in Chechnya has to be between 80 beats per minute mm-hmm. and 116 beats per minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad news, right?
In effort to preserve culture, I understand, but to outlaw new things or different things is weird.
Yeah, but I see an opportunity.
Ooh, what's your opportunity in this?
Well, most music is now illegal in Chechnya.
So, yes.
So maybe if we make a Chechenian song, it could become a hit.
Right. We just have to keep it between 80 and 116 beats per minute.
Yeah. So there's no competition. Mm. We could become Chechenian pop stars.
Yeah. We should start like YouTube channels and things.
So this is 90 beats per minute. This is just right for Chechenian music.
That's 90 beats per minute.
That's 90 beats per minute. That's like perfect.
Okay.
So we need to think of some nice things about Chechnya.
I don't know much
about Chechnya is a very good place, a very good place to go.
Yeah, that's perfect. Great for the tourism industry.
So what else could we say that's nice about Chechnya?
I don't know anything about Chechnya.
Well, how about very good food?
Yeah, the delicious cabbage. I don't know.
We don't have to say what the food is.
Oh, just the delicious cuisine made by... Oh,
okay. So how about Chechnya has the very best food. The very best food I know.
Perfect.
Right?
That's perfect.
Chechnya is a very good place. A very good place to go. Chechnya has some very good food. The very best food I know.
Whoa. You got it. You got the beginning of it.
What else nice can we say about Chechnya?
The rolling hills, because everywhere has rolling hills.
Rolling hills. Yeah. You're right. I think it is a mountainous area.
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah. Rolling hills are beautiful.
Okay.
The beautiful women, because, you know, everybody wants to say they're
all right. Let's do it women. One at a time.
I can't see
this. Chechnya has some very nice hills. The very nice hills they roll.
You're on to stardom in Chechnya for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make us a pop star boy band group for Chechnya.
Shout out to all you Chechens.
What else can we say about the lovely women? It has to rhyme with like go or no or blow or...
Their hair flows.
In the wind, their hair...
Flows. Flows.
Chechnya has some very nice girls and in their... Oh, wait. Chechnya has some very nice girls and their hair in the wind does flow.
Ooh, love it. Does flow. Keeping it without the S.
It's kind of weird English, though.
That's okay.
And the... When the wind blows, their hair flows, flows.
I like the does flow.
Oh, and the in the wind, their hair does flow.
Yeah. Keeps it.
Chechnya is a very nice place, a very nice place to go. Chechnya has a very good food, the best damn food I know.
Whoa.
Chechnya, what was the next one?
The hair? No, the rolling hills.
Chechnya has some very nice hills. The very nice hills they roll. Chechnya has some very nice girls. And in the wind, their hair does... Wait.
Flow. Does flow, yeah. That's perfect.
And in the wind, their hair does flow.
Ooh, you got it, man.
Yeah! What?
You're going to top the Chechnyan charts, brother.
We'll be stars in Chechnya.
Stars in Chechnya.
In no time.
They're going to be flying us out in like private jets.
But we got to be careful.
Uh-oh.
If we get excited.
Uh-oh.
And we play a beat like this.
Is that too fast?
That's too fast. That's 120.
Uh-oh.
So we get excited and say, Chechnya is a very nice place. Man. It's a very nice place to go.
No, ban.
Chechnya has a very good food. Yep. Dead.
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 Bombs
shot in the head by the Chechnyan police.
Yeah. Sad news for Chechnya.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
They're trying to ban music.
Mm.
But it's our golden opportunity to become Chechnyan pop stars.
That's right. That's right. Without even knowing a single word in their language.
Yeah, we'll have to use AI to
translate.
Yeah, translate it into Chechnyan.
Chechnyan.
And then we'll be the biggest stars in Chechnya.
Yeah, sweet. I don't know a single city in Chechnya.
Chechnyanya.
Chechnyanya, of course.
Chechnyanya.
Chechnyanya.
Chechnya's town.
Chechnya. It's no different than Yamagata, Yamagata Prefecture,
yeah,
Yamagata
right.
City.
Yeah. Chechnya City.
Chechnya City.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's all for strange news.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
Unfortunate about Chechnya.
Yeah. No international concerts.
Yeah, crazy. They're banning music.
Mm.
Let's try calling Ben one more time.
Ooh, one more time.
Because we need to know.
The pineapples.
We need to know. Well.
Man.
This is rude.
What could he be doing?
This is rude.
Because definitely he does not work today.
He doesn't work.
No. And his...
He's at home with his headphones on.
Yeah.
Probably naked and covered in sweat.
Probably.
I guess... We'll have to wait until next week to figure out the pineapple mystery.
Yes.
Anyway, it's time to wrap it up. So come to 55freebird.com. Come to Instagram. Come to X. Send us a message. Ask us a question. And please take a moment to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Or a comment on each episode on Spotify. That's cool, too. All right, Rich.
So long.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So long.